Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. This morning, across Israel, expect clear skies and warm temperatures, making it a perfect day to be outside. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant breeze. Haifa is seeing clear weather as well, with a warm day ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, the UAE has suspended all trade and financial transactions with Iran. That's according to a report from I-24 News from earlier today. Also, the U.S. Justice Department has unsealed new charges against 17 hackers tied to Iran. This announcement comes from the Jerusalem Post just in the last hour. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that the Israeli Prime Minister clashed with Jared Kushner over ongoing strikes against terrorists from October 7th. Separately, Israel Hayom has highlighted that tankers are ignoring Iran, with control of the Strait of Hormuz slipping from Tehran's hands. And finally, JNS reports that Israel has begun marketing 1,400 housing units in the strategic E1 corridor. Reaction has been swift on social media. Bassem Eid, an activist and commentator, posted earlier today that the UAE's suspension of trade with Iran marks a significant step. He suggests other Muslim countries may follow suit, potentially paving the way for regional peace. Shanaka Anslam Pereira, a regional analyst, noted that two Iranian missiles fell into the sea, prompting the UAE's trade suspension. He adds that Iran's foreign ministry denies these missiles were even fired. Samer Sinijlawi, a political commentator, shared thoughts on Jared Kushner's diplomatic efforts. He calls for Hamas to disarm and for Israel to take steps toward withdrawal and reconstruction, urging both sides to seize this moment for change. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the UAE's trade suspension with Iran, the UAE Foreign Ministry announced the halt in response to regional escalations threatening peace and security. This decision could significantly impact Iran's economic relations and signals a hardening stance among Gulf nations. Turning to the U.S. Justice Department's actions, they have charged 17 hackers involved in a cyber campaign backed by Iran. The Rewards for Justice program is offering a substantial $10 million reward for information on these individuals. This move underscores U.S. efforts to counter cyber threats from Tehran. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports tensions between the Israeli Prime Minister and Jared Kushner. The disagreement centers on Israeli strikes and police training in Gaza. This highlights ongoing diplomatic challenges in coordinating regional security strategies. In a related development, tankers are bypassing Iranian control in the Strait of Hormuz. Over 80% of vessels now opt for the Omani route under U.S. Navy protection. This shift diminishes Iran's influence over this crucial maritime passage. And finally, JNS highlights Israel's marketing of housing units in the E1 corridor. This area is strategically positioned between Maale Adumim and Jerusalem. The move is likely to stir further debate on settlement expansion and its implications for peace efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Ma'ariv Business reports the tax authorities' demand for an immediate VAT transfer. This move is causing concern among Israel's self-employed, who fear liquidity issues. Separately, Tech explores the global battle for influence through nuclear power. Nuclear exports are becoming a key factor in international relations, shaping decades of cooperation between countries. And finally, according to Israel Hayom Business, as the Tishrei holidays approach, retail chains are preparing for potential shortages. While significant shortages are not expected, localized supply issues could arise during the holidays. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 10 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.